This is Coruscant Treasure Hunt by Terry Oxx, a Star Wars The Clone Wars fanfic. It is rated T and no archive warnings apply. It features the relationships Fox and Thorn and Stone and Thyre, and Fox and original Clone Trooper characters. Additional tags include geocaching, Coruscant Guard Trooper centric, Fox is a little shit, and Commander Thorn is a little shit. Crack treated seriously. Fluff and Crack. Coruscant Guard troopers deserved better. Coruscant Guard as family. Summary. The Coruscant Guard gets tied up in a treasure hunt spanning all of Coruscant. Will they succeed? Or will another team win the grand prize in the end? You will never believe what some shinies figured out. Fox looked over at Thorn, who was holding up his comm like it was their last piece of damning evidence needed to crack a case. There's a treasure hunt going on all around Coruscant. He paused for dramatic effect, and Fox rolled his eyes. He indulged him regardless. Why would I need to know about that? Thorn tucked his comm away and bounded forward to grasp Fox's hands. Because we will participate. Fox stared blankly at Thorn. They already had a shit ton of things to do. They didn't have time to participate in a criffing treasure hunt. Except if the prize was... There's a competition and the prize is money! Thorn beamed. Fox hummed. Good. Thought you'd lost your mind for a moment. Thorn's protests were ignored as Fox removed his hands and started doing research. If they wanted to win, they'd have to gather data and start as soon as possible. Okay, run me through it again, Thyre prompted. He was laying on his bunk, supposed to catch his couple hours of sleep for the day. He had a hard time comprehending what the criff Fox and Thorn were on about. In the plainest terms, it's a treasure hunting game. You get coordinates from somewhere on Coruscant and have to find a container at that location. You sign your team name in the flimsy logbook, log the find on your account, and get points. Thyre nodded along as Thorn explained. And you think we'll win because of our numbers advantage? Even though we've never even heard of that geocaching thing before? Stone sounded doubtful, and Thyre was too. Fox grinned. We're certain we can win. No one knows Coruscant better than us. We have a numbers advantage, and he held up a data pad. Look at that prize money. Stone did a spit take. Our biggest advantage is that we're desperate. Thorn informed them chipperly. And right he was. Fellow Corys, Thyre started, checking the notes on the datapad he was holding. We're apparently the trial group to try this geocaching thing and collect data before the event starts. The group organizing this made the mistake of not providing a limit for group sizes. A hand was raised and Thyre called on them. We'll be taking shameless advantage of that. Exactly. Hey, Commander, one of the shinies shouted, skidding across the corner to Stone's office and almost toppling over as he held his comm aloft. Stone was almost afraid to ask. Yes? The shiny took a deep breath and stepped forward. One of those electronic treasure hunting things is technically in the prison. It took a moment to register, since Stone was sure for a moment that he'd misheard. There was no damn way that some Natborns broke into the prison for a criffing geocache. The shiny shifted uncomfortably under his gaze. It seems to be in the area where the holding cells are located. Like, Shiny paused, the drunk tank. Stone slowly breathed in, then let it out. Thank you for bringing this to my attention. His tone sounded clipped, even to himself. I'll deal with that. He got out his own comm and squeezed past the Shiny, marching down the hallway to the holding cells. Apparently, Stone announced his entry to the officers' bunks, we have one of those geocaches in our holding cells. But it's a virtual one, and thus not a security issue. Fox slumped back down onto his bunk. Lead with that, damn you. He groaned quietly, whole command team trying to give me a heart attack. He pulled his shitty regulation blanket over his head. Thayer frowned. Is it, like, a badge of honor among them to get detained? Stone shrugged. Apparently some of them get caught for trespassing and pick that virtual geocache up on the way. The previous staff found it hilarious and let them proceed. That doesn't sound regulation, Thayer mumbled and returned to his data work. Though with Natborns, when was it ever? Fox made his way down the street with his patrol buddy. They were on a semi-respectable level for once, and he was enjoying the slight drop in animosity.
Sir, there's a geocache nearby,
Jerry informed him over internal comms.
Hasn't been tagged by ours yet.
Fox brought up the map on his HUD. It was just off their patrol path.
Let's grab it.
A couple additional points were just what they needed to get an edge on the only team that had managed to keep up with them so far, the Core World Geocaching Guild. Who were, coincidentally, the ones organizing the event. They continued along their patrol route before ducking into the alleyway marked on their comms. They followed it and... Fox stared. He had never seen that much green anywhere on Coruscant. It was like a different world. A park, hidden down a back alley on a random level of Coruscant. Several benches were strewn around, trees and grass and flowers all around them. There was a gazebo. Fox only knew that word because some Core World senators had mentioned them in his presence, and he'd later looked it up in case it would ever be relevant. It was very relevant now.
I heard that the geocaches mark special places,
Jerry mumbled.
Places that mean so much to citizens that they want others to experience them.
Fox nodded slowly. He chanced to glance back at his comm. The geocache seemed to be hidden further inside. The space didn't feel hostile. The Fox couldn't help but be on edge regardless. Nice places were hardly ever for clones. Jerry looked at him for guidance, and Fox straightened up, trying his damnedest to radiate confidence he didn't have.
Let's get the geocache and get out of here.
They moved in on their target, what seemed to be the central area of the park. A large tree seemed to be the obvious place to hide a small plastic container, which was precisely why it wasn't there. Fox sighed and looked up at the ceiling of the level above them. A glint caught his eye.
There,
he decided, and approached the tree. Cherry took a step back in confusion.
Commander, what are you...
Fox pointedly looked at the plastic container fixed on a low branch of the tree, well out of reach. He didn't wait for a reply, jumping up to grab the lowest branch and pulling himself up. From there, it was easy to stand up and reach for the geocache. He sat on the branch and opened it, pulling out the flimsy booklet inside to log their find.
Time?
He requested. Cherry stated the time and date for him, filling out the same information on his comm. Fox signed the log entry with CG and put everything back where it had been when they'd arrived. If they continued like that, victory was within their grasp. How are the rankings? Stone hummed, scrolling through the updated list. We're on top, by a mile. I don't trust it. Thayer groaned. We're so close to winning. What do you think the other teams are doing? Not logging their fines so we're lulled into a false sense of security? Precisely, Fox pointed out. I'm glad we're all in agreement. Thayer sighed heavily while Fox and Thorne shared a mischievous grin. Oh, you two are in cahoots again, Stone pointed out flatly. Last time that ended in an explosion and several injured. Do tell. There was more than one explosion, Thorne corrected. Fox hummed. Well, we might have stalled some log entries as well. Stone leaned forward. How many? A couple hundred. The room was silent. Are you even kidding me? Thayer mumbled. Fox lay down on his bunk, a satisfied grin on his face, like the Tuca who got the cream. As soon as they release their backlog, we'll wait just a bit longer and then retaliate, Thorne explained. We'll win for sure. I hope the added medbay funding will help you escape RCMO's wrath, Stone mentioned offhandedly. Those two have been using their off hours to coordinate this whole shenanigan. Their sleep must be critically endangered. No, we're probably dead. It was worth it.